Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomar.
Welcome to the show. I wanted to do this show for so many reasons, and this week highlights one of them. There is so much going on in this country, both politically and really in other news as well. And this is a safe forum for you to talk about how you feel and how you are being affected emotionally. Today we are talking about how, even though it's a tough time, this is an amazing time. We are being awoken. Our consciousness is being elevated, and so many of us are paying attention in a way that we may not have in the past. Women are coming out and speaking out against sexual misconduct, which I will be talking about more throughout the show and highlighting in our final thought. People that weren't involved in politics are taking a stand, and so many of us are realizing that we can no longer stay quiet or stay in the shadows, that we have to be a part of the solution and what is happening. And it really is, in my belief, the beginning of an awakening. And my hope is that we stay diligent in focusing and expanding how we're being awoken. So our first caller will be with us very shortly. I welcome your calls right now at 425-373-5527. But first, I wanted to share with you how this past year has changed everything for me, how the division in this country and the cruelty and the hatred and the things that we are seeing that people are doing to violently act out against other human beings, not only in person, but on social media, how we can't even seem to have a conversation or a debate without often, and not always, but often going to this ugly place of hatred, of anger, of projecting the intensity of how we feel onto other people. And what I want to talk to you about today is how you are feeling and how you're being affected by what is happening. And really today I want to highlight what has been the gift for you of this past year. How has it impacted your life? For me, the huge gift in the darkness of this past year is that it has really given me fuel and helped energize what I already know is my mission and what I need to do in life. But it has given me a whole new level of courage and of a feeling that the time is now, that I must stand up and I must speak out and I must be a part of the solution. So today I want to talk with you about how it's affected you, maybe not only in a difficult, challenging, or negative way, but what has been the gift in the dark. With us right now, our first caller is Angelica from San Dimas, California. Angelica, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Diane. Really excited to be with you on this call.
I'm so thrilled you are here. So how has it affected you, both in a difficult, challenging, negative way, and also what have you realized or honed or understood more about yourself as a result of this past year?
Well, I think in the beginning it was really intense and overwhelming, seeing so much of the discord on social media and in the news. But, I mean, it really wasn't something that I was altogether familiar with. I mean, as a Mexican-American who was born in Mexico, as a woman or as the mother of a gay son, and, you know, a lot of these issues are very deeply personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was feeling, you know, very vulnerable and nervous and fearful in the beginning, and that started to kind of turn into like anger, and it just brought up a lot of feelings that I suppressed in my life as I've dealt with, you know, racism and misogyny and bigotry in my own personal life. And I think I sort of conditioned to kind of stay under the radar and sort of just politely ignore, you know, bad behavior comments that made me feel uncomfortable. But I always walked away from those situations feeling just angry at myself for not standing up for myself or saying something. So, you know, dealing with all that in the beginning, it kind of started getting me to tap into more of who I was culturally and as a woman, you know, my strengths and, you know, my beliefs. And so it kind of impassioned me to be more in tune with those things. And so I've kind of allowed myself to have more of a voice. And I, right now I'm sort of at a crux in my life where I'm dealing with even people that I'm very close to and their opposite beliefs. But I really want to, I think kind of what I've gotten from everything is that, you know, I want to be proud of who I am culturally as a woman and as a mother. But at the same time, I want to be an influencer and educate people. So I guess my question to you is, would be like, how do I confront people where I'm not so politely ignoring bad behavior or that I consider bad behavior so that I'm dismissed and or be so aggressive in my position that the people shut me out? Because I see that a lot too. And I think it just, I'm in a position right now where I'm more self-aware. I like when you said that, you know, it's an awakening of parts of yourself that, you know, maybe you've kept under wraps for a long time.
Yes.
And so I want to just be a positive voice, but at the same time, being able to stand up for myself and for the things that I believe in and for others, you know, who are more vulnerable.
That is such a great question. So how do you communicate that in a way that is effective and yet is being heard and received? And one of the things that we often do, and many of us as women do this, is we are too polite about how we are communicating something to someone so that they don't really get the seriousness of it. And so when you're communicating with other people, you want to come from a loving place, which I know you are doing. And as long as you hold on to and are communicating from love, you can still be clear and direct. So when people are saying something that is offensive to you, that gets to the core of who you are as a person and hurts you deeply, you can very simply say that. You can say, what you are saying hurts me deeply at the core of who I am, because I am Hispanic and I am a woman and I am the mother of a gay son. And the things that you are saying feel offensive to me. And I know that we are friends, or I know that we are colleagues. And what I am asking of you, and you can very simply say that, what I am asking of you is that you communicate with me in a way that respects who I am at the deepest level of my being. And Angelica, you know already, because you've shared this a few minutes ago, that you are being called to educate other people and to be that voice. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about in this program. I am so grateful that you called, because we have to change the way that we are doing things in order to have an effect on what is happening. And one of the ways is to embrace being clear and direct, and in that being more effective in your communication so that the other person knows that you're serious and you're also still being kind and loving, but not so polite that they discount you.
Right. No, and I see that a lot with people that I'm close to, and see when I see things on social media, and that I'm always sort of having a conflict between whether I just completely just disconnect from them or, you know, stay in touch with them. And So I've really put a lot of thought into, you know, the people that I am really close to, and I do care about them and love them very much. And so I wouldn't want to do that completely. And so I'm really glad that you brought this topic up, because that's kind of probably one of the things that I've struggled with.
And I know so many people are feeling like that is their only choice as well. I'm glad that you brought that up, because many of us are feeling like we can't communicate in a way that works with that person. So we're just not going to look at their posts. We're not going to have this conversation with them about politics or about what is important to us. And we're going to shut down. And we've all done that. I have done that with people in my life that are just so extreme in what they believe that they won't even listen to how I'm feeling about something. And so I just don't say anything. And I turned a corner months back where I said, you know what, this is not going to be part of the solution for me to shut down. I have to be willing to voice my opinion and also to communicate to that person that what I feel is just as important. It's just as valid, even if they don't agree with it. So thank you so much for being here. Anything else that you want to share to feel complete with what you have said so far today on the show?
No, I think you tapped in. I really love what you said, and I'm going to really take that and be able to move forward and to communicate with people. Whereas before I was really stuck with, you know, what to do, now I have a tool to use to communicate with them. And if it's effective, fine. If it's not, that's fine. I just want to have peace with myself when I, you know, I'm out there and, you know, just trying to communicate
yes.
the things that I think and feel.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Diane. I really appreciate that.
Peace with yourself. Thank you so much, Angelica, for being with us on the show. After a short commercial break, we're going to continue this much-needed conversation with our next caller, who has realized that she can no longer keep quiet, and she's going to share with you why. Stay with us.
Imagine all the people sharing all the world you do. You may say, but I'm not the only one.
Healthy, harmonious relationships are almost as important to our well-being as the oxygen we breathe. Yet for many of us, relationships are an area where we struggle. Emotional and relationship expert Diane Altomare will guide you to uncover the root of what's causing conflict or disharmony, so you can get back to feeling good about yourself, your relationship, and your life.
My husband and I were separated, and after only 4 sessions, I can share with great joy that he's moving back in. We now have more perspective, peace, and compassion for each other moving forward.
To learn more, call 626-460-0452 or visit DianeAltomare.com/coaching.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for everybody that is here today, for all of you that are on Facebook Live watching. I can see you, and I'm so glad that you are with me in this conversation. Our next caller is going to share something so profound and is really part of the conversation that we are having today, which is so essential. And what I shared with you earlier about why I had to do this very show, because I could no longer sit back and watch what was happening both in the news, on social media, and at my own dinner table around my family, around my friends, people being so angry and hateful and irate, and other people feeling like Angelica shared with us in the first segment, that they had to shut down, that they had to keep quiet, that they couldn't really say how they felt because of the fear of other people attacking their position. So our next caller is with us, Katrina from Tacoma, Washington. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
I'm so thrilled that you are joining us in this much needed conversation. So how has this past year affected you, both challenging, difficult, negative, and what gifts have you gained as a result of everything that you've been a part of and experienced collectively?
What an honor to be here sharing my voice. This really is something so close to my heart. And wow, yes. So it was really, you know, a year ago when I felt this real sense of urgency. It was this sensation of all of the things that I usually wouldn't talk about or share, some of my gifts, you know, who I am as a woman. And it just, like, the moment, you know, November hit, it was like, I have to speak up. Like, I don't have a choice. Like, this is the moment when my voice matters, and it's so important. And it was scary.
Yeah.
Like, it was really scary.
Can you speak to that for a minute? Because I know for so many people that are maybe in the shadows, that are not stepping up and speaking out and being heard, maybe not in politics, but just in contributing their gift. Can you speak to really why it was scary for you and what you were really able to, how you were able to transform through that fear?
I love this. So a lot of that was some of my early childhood experience of not being able to speak my voice. It was a patriarch society that really didn't allow the expression of women's voices and also children as well. And so that it brought up a lot of those emotions and feelings of not being able to express who I am. It was like this light bulb just went off of realization that it felt like a lot of the older stuff that I hadn't processed yet,
yes.
The traumas.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really scary because all of that was stored in my body.
Yeah.
And so to actually really speak up and share authentically what really mattered in my heart and what I felt was truly like the compassionate way or the way to really show who I am and how my voice wants to be heard, it was really scary. And so I get it. I understand. Like, it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of leaning in to other women, to mentors, to support organizations, and really working with some of those subconscious things of not feeling safe.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's a journey. It really is, and it's really coming back to yourself and to know that you are safe no matter what you say or how you express yourself.
So true. And what has been the biggest gift for you? What have you gained as a result of really transforming through all of that and finding this gold in the darkness of this past year?
Oh, Diane, it is like worth everything. It has been worth every leaning into every fear, every moment of feeling like I was isolated, which is not real, because we are all connected. And so all of those feelings, all of these old patterns, these emotions, all of that, it was so powerful. It has transformed everything for me.
Yeah.
And it's like this deep surrendering into my own power and who I am as a person, and that it was always just this way. It was just me surrendering to my own perfection and allowing that to come through.
Yeah. That is amazing.
It's
amazing. And it is so worth, like you shared, all the pain and difficulty and challenge and being in that fear and doing everything you did to really transform that and leaning in to how you were feeling and getting support from other people. And that is what I would say for those of you that know, that have that calling in your heart, in the pit of your stomach, where you know that you have to be a part of this conversation and this solution for not only yourself and your life, but for our children and for the generation and for that we are leaving everything to. We've got to shift things, and we have to be a part of the solution. And it starts with each one of us. And I know that that can just sound so cliche. You know, we can sit back in our homes and in the comfort of our life or our career and have so many things to do and just say, you know, it doesn't really matter if I show up because somebody else will. You know, Diane's doing that radio show, or so-and-so is doing that amazing workshop, and they're all doing it for me. And, you know, I often have that feeling that there are a lot of other coaches and authors and people that stand up and make a difference. And so it's okay if I don't as powerfully as I could. But the truth is, and what I've really gained over the past year, is that it isn't. It is for each one of us and our own evolution to be a part of the solution and of the change. And we no longer have the option. And to me, that is the biggest gift of all the darkness of this past year, is that we no longer have the option to stay quiet. So, Katrina, thank you so much for being with us today. Is there anything that you would like to share to feel like you have said exactly what you came here to express?
I just want to share the real pivotal moment was, you know, January 21st. And there was some women who were in the crowd, and one of them, it was a whole group of them, and they just started bursting out in that song, "I Can't Keep Quiet Anymore."
Mm.
And that moment, it was the vibration of this song that wants to come through. And song can be in words, it can be in art, but it's that vibration of not being quiet anymore.
Yeah.
And that was like the pivotal moment of, it's time, you know, all of us to express ourselves and to allow this to be. So thank you. This is so beautiful.
Thank you. And I look forward to having you back on the show again to share more about how you are transforming not only your life, but helping other people in this conversation as well. Thank you so much, Katrina, for being on the show. After our short commercial break, I will be back with today's final thought.
Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace.
Yoo-hoo. Everyone at some point has difficulties in their relationship, and many of us have experienced that one huge conflict that seems to occur over and over. Emotional and relationship expert Diane Altamare will guide you to uncover the root of what's causing conflict so you can get back to feeling good about yourself, your relationship, and your life.
My marriage was on the brink of divorce, and during our first session, Diane shared something that changed everything. No relationship will be okay until I was okay. And my relationship couldn't fix what was broken within me. It changed my entire perspective, how I approach my husband and how he approaches me.
To learn more, call 626-460-0452. Or visit DianeAltamare.com/coaching.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Welcome back to the show. So this week I wanted to make sure to highlight what came as a shock to so many people, And that was that Matt Lauer was fired from the Today Show. And I find it very important to talk about this on our show tonight because of one of the questions that his co-anchor, Savannah Guthrie, posed. And it was a very thought-provoking question. And this is what she shared. She said, how do you reconcile your love for someone with the revelation that they behaved badly? And she continued with, I don't know the answer to that. And what I want to share today is not only for the people that loved Matt Lauer, but for the people that have been victimized by sexual assault and misconduct, it is so essential to know that we can still have respect and love for somebody and also not be okay with the way that they are behaving. You can simply do both at the same time. We all have a shadow side of ourselves. And this is what has people who seem to be good people act out in inappropriate ways. So if you didn't see my post on Facebook, please visit my page. I share much more about how to really process through these emotions of fear, shame, and guilt that you may feel as being a victim of sexual assault or misconduct. And what if you love somebody that you know has behaved badly? So today's final thought is, darkness is a part of our human experience. This week, as we have been talking about on this show, find the gift in the dark. How has this past year been a gift to you? And how can you use it to really fuel your courage to stand up and make a difference? Thank you so much for everybody that has joined me today on Facebook Live and on 1150 AM in Seattle. If you want to join my community and continue this conversation, go to dianealtemar.com and sign up for my newsletter. Also, visit me at dianealtemar.com/wisdom, where I share amazing insight every week in the form of audio bite-sized bits of wisdom. I look forward to being back with you on our next episode. Thank you so much for joining me on Politically Emotional, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope. Thanks for being here.
No need for greed. Oh.